Well, what I meant was somebody who had been out in the cold for a while. You say they were
exposed.
Yeah, what would happen to you if you stayed out in the weather?
I had cold and pneumonia or something like that.
Yeah, you do. You'd
go to the doctor.
Somebody who got overheated and chilled, and his eyes and nose started running. You say he caught a cold or took a cold?
Yeah, caught a cold. Is it affecting
his voice?
Hoarse.
And it might give you a little
and call. All
right.
Didn't you? Yeah, I heard coughing last night. Oh, you wasn't been spending the night, didn't you?
No, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
He's been really cold.
Now,
don't seem to make it sick either.
Somebody who can't hear well, you say he's getting a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, do you drink a lot of water occasionally? You know, somebody who drinks a lot of water, they'll get out in the field and you look at their shirt and you say, look how much I have
sweat.
Look how much I have sweat.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
You don't push fire when you wet your shirt. You know, have sweat rubs down out of your face, you sweat. And I do a lot of
it. Yeah.
And I have time. Rag around my head if I'm doing any work in the heat to keep the sweat out of my eyes, off of my glasses and stuff.
By the time you had been out an hour in the hot sun, you would have
sweat pretty bad.
You would have sweated pretty bad, huh?
Yeah, because he's awful warm.
My grandson took one day, we were working out here, and I was supervising folks. I wasn't doing much of the work, and I just was sweating to keep it bad. Somebody come up to me. You look like you've been doing some working. Sweating, working. Buddy, this boy, you know here, son. Yeah, Grandpa's doing sweating, we doing the work. We doing the work, Grandpa's doing the sweating.
Now, used to in the old days, something would happen, you know, maybe you'd get a place on your arm or something that you'd get, it would have a lump and a big core in it.
Boil?
Call that a boil?
You mean sore?
It's a what? It's a, yeah.
Carbuncle, boil, I'd call it ordinary, wouldn't you? If it was very bad, you'd call it carbuncle.
I see.
I've had 10,000 cat boils.
Rising? What would come out of it?
Push.
Push, okay. And, what's the best time to open a blister? You ever have a blister on your hand? What would happen then?
Well, I tell you, I've read on that thing. I don't know if you usually bust them, break them, but they... I think the recommended treatment for them is probably prick them with a needle to keep them from busting and leave the skin over until it's kind of heals over a little bit, if you can. As I say, you use a brace to with that water in there, you know.
If you got a hand, an infection in your hand, and your hand got bigger than it should be,